heavy to come up. Squished into a single cell of wood.
It's been a long time and I owe you an explanation. Cassettes and Chocolate Milk suspended services due to a crazy whirlwind tour of Europe, encompassing the UK, France, Netherlands, Belgium, Sweden, Poland, Italy and Switzerland. But now, services have resumed and I present to you the long-awaited Baroque Pop podcast number 23. The show began with the enchanting single Excuses from the Morning Benders. It is perhaps a deft illustration of the sound of Baroque Pop. We're talking about pop music with classical instrumentation, harpsichords, violins, flutes, there may even be a clarinet in parts. The term was first popularised in the mid-60s with groups such as The Cake, The Left Banke, The Beatles and The Kinks, who recalled an elegance and a delicacy reminiscent of them 17th century rock composers, Bach, Scarlatti, but Handel not so much. But now for the bucolic sentimentality of Village Green by The Kinks. Recorded in November 1966, this song would later inspire the album The Kinks of the Village Green Preservation Society.
I last set eyes on the church with the steeple down by the village green. Was there I met a girl called Daisy and kissed her by the old oak tree. Although I loved my Daisy, I saw fame, and so I left the village green. I miss the village green and all the simple people. I church, the clock, the steeple. I miss the morning dew, fresh air and Sunday school. And now all the houses are rare antiquities. American tourists flock to see the village green. They snap their photographs and say, "Oh, darn it, isn't it a pretty scene?" And Daisy's married Tom, grocer boy, and
and especially whimsical moment from Blur's 1994 album Parklife. That was Clover Over Dover. For some reason, that song always reminds me of Quadrophenia, but then maybe I'm just romanticising Damon's attachment to the mod revivalists. Now, for a few songs that recall the jaunty vaudeville tradition of yesteryear, this is Man from Manhattan from Eddie Howell. Recorded in August 1975, it is considered to be a bit of a Queen rarity of sorts, with Freddie and Brian claiming production credits. You may even be able to hear the Red Special and the trademark Freddie harmonies if you listen close enough.
Hey little lady, do you love me as much as you tell me you do? Oh, I'm not the man you think I am. I've been playing is true. Little girl, do you trust me? Oh, I'm gonna tell you no lies. I'm gonna come clean, don't make a scene. I've been hiding behind a disguise. This is satin, with a line in his lead. Oh, I've been a fugitive too long, running away from my fame. My enemies fear the sight of me, except at the sound of my name. 'Cause I'm the man from Manhattan, the man with the price on his head. She's sad, but the lining is laden with lead. Don't be afraid, it's only a dream. An imaginary hero, a vision I've seen.
My mistake. I was
The very mention of vaudeville and pop could only ever mean one song, My Mistake, from Split Enz' second album, Dysrhythmia. It was not only the sound of My Mistake which lent itself to the idea of a vaudeville sideshow, it was also the wonderfully naff theatricality of their stage performance. It's difficult to listen to Split Enz and not recall their distinctive visual presence. The songs by the following artists are visual and highly evocative as well, but for entirely different reasons. The new single from Jeremy Messersmith's third album, The Reluctant Graveyard, is haunting, macabre and romantic, but I'm yet to find out what is the exact allure of this song. Maybe it's the strings or the harmonies or the lyricism, but I can't be sure. All I know is that it's beautiful and I can't stop listening to it. This is Organ Donor.
Full of lost time, and the troubadour cut off his head.
How can you not like a song warning of the perils of liberty? That was The Libertine from Patrick Wolf's 2005 album Wind in the Wires. Some speculate that the song briefly refers to Pete Doherty's imprisonment, but I maintain my right to be sceptical about such a claim. I hope today's podcast will inspire you all to pick up your respective violins, cellos, mandolins and ukuleles and make some stunning pop music that would inspire the pants off Vivaldi. If you wish for CNCM to explore a certain pop genre in the future, leave a comment at cassettesandchocolate.blogspot.com and I'll see what I can do. I'll leave you all with the rather sweet and ineffectual song, I Don't Really Love You Anymore, by The Magnetic Fields. Take care, y'all.
Friends better.